Amos chapter 2. This is what Yahweh says, for three sins of Moab, even for four, I will not turn away punishment, because he burned the bones of the king of Edom to lime. I will send fire on Moab, and it will devour the fortresses of Kiriath. Moab will die in an uproar with shouting and the sound of the ram's horn. I will destroy the judge in her, and I will kill all the princes with him, says Yahweh. This is what Yahweh says, for three sins of Judah, even for four, I will not turn away punishment, because they rejected the law of Yahweh and did not keep his statutes. Their lies caused them to go astray, after which their fathers had also walked. I will send fire on Judah, and it will devour the fortresses of Jerusalem. This is what Yahweh says, for three sins of Israel, even for four, I will not turn away punishment, because they sold the innocent for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals. They trample on the heads of the poor as people trample on dust on the ground. They push the oppressed away. A man and his father go to the same girl and so profane my holy name. They lie down beside every altar on clothes taken as pledges, and in the house of their God they drink the wine of those who have been forced to pay a fine. Yet I destroyed the Amorite before them, whose height was like the height of cedars. He was strong as the oaks, yet I destroyed his fruit above and his roots below. Also I brought you up out of the land of Egypt, and led you 40 years in the wilderness to possess the land of the Amorites. I raised up prophets from among your sons, and Nazarites from your young men. Is it not so, people of Israel? This is Yahweh's declaration. But you persuaded the Nazarites to drink wine, and commanded the prophets not to prophesy. Look, I will crush you as a cart that is full of grain can crush someone. Escape will perish from the swift. The strong will not add to his own strength, neither will the mighty save himself. The archer will not stand, the fast runner will not escape, the horseman will not save himself. Even the bravest warriors will flee naked in that day. This is Yahweh's declaration.